opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin with an article today. White House King Jordan visited on Monday the White House, and he called for a ceasefire in Gaza. Jordan's King Abdullah II on Monday called for an immediate ceasefire in Israel's war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip, becoming a rare Middle Eastern leader and ally to do so while standing alongside the imposter Joe Biden at the White House. King's remarks came just after Biden indicated that the United States was working on securing a six-week truce between Israel and Hamas that would allow the release of hostages and a scale up of humanitarian delivery in the Gaza Strip. Well, the six-week dream of ceasefire is not happening, will not happen. It just can't happen because Israel is now moving into Rafah, southern Gaza, and is going to take out the remaining 4 to 5 to 6 battalions of Hamas. Jordan's leader, however, went further than the president, pleading for an immediate ceasefire in the enclave and warned against Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's moving forward with a military operation targeting Hamas in the city of Rafah, putting at risk more than 1 million Palestinians who are sheltering in the area. Let's talk about these non-Palestinian people. They're not Palestinians. They're Arab people and other peoples from the surrounding area to the north, Egypt, east into the other Arab nations. They're not Palestinians. It is a Roman name for Palestine, a name picked up by the British, Palestinian. No such thing. And this matter of these 1 million Arab people, these people in the Gaza, and we know, but we don't want to admit it, they are unimportant people. According to, well, to the leaders in the Arab nations, these people are unimportant, but they are a vital strategy that the terrorists in all of the different factions of terrorism in the Middle East, they are a vital piece of the strategy that has been used by these terrorists for decades and decades and decades. They're important, they're necessary, they need human shields. The displaced people, King Abdullah of Jordan, he didn't mention that many of the terrorists in Hamas in his country decades ago, the army in Jordan, Jordanian armies, had to run them out of present-day Jordan. Most of these terrorists are now in the West Bank. Jordan doesn't want them. Lebanon can't take them. Egypt absolutely won't take them. Syria, there's no place for them in Syria. Saudi Arabia wouldn't think about it. These people are the terrorists. The terrorists are an unwanted people. And these unwanted people, they use the citizens, the Arabs, these individuals, to further their propaganda. So, what is important and necessary to the terrorists is not their citizens, not these Arab people. What is important to these terrorists in the surrounding nations is the end of the Jewish people in Israel. That's what's important. Their citizens are pawns in the game. They're not important. Again, what's important is the end of the Jewish people in Israel, no matter what the cost in lives, finances, suffering, doesn't matter. What is important to the terrorists in Hamas, the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Arab nations, is the end of Israel. We'll be back.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
Call out the instigator, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right. And
Okay, so King Abdullah's remarks, he continued with Biden that Benjamin Netanyahu, they don't want him moving forward with this military operation targeting Hamas in the city of Rafah, because again, it's going to put 1 million Arab refugees. They're going to be displaced. They're already displaced, even though they live in the Gaza. He said, quote, "We cannot afford an Israeli attack on Rafah. We cannot afford it. It is certain to produce another humanitarian crisis. The situation, already unbearable for over 1 million people who have been rushed into Rafah since the war started. We cannot stand by and let this continue. We need a lasting ceasefire now. The war must end." It's not going to end. The war is going to be completed, according to Psalm 83. For those that don't read the Bible, go to King David's Psalms, Psalm 83. It is talking about this war that is taking place right now in not only the Gaza, but it's going to spill over into the West Bank. It's spilling over into Lebanon and Syria. King Abdullah wants to make sure that this war doesn't spill over into Jordan, because Abdullah's military is just not adequate, not able to go to war with Israel. All of these nations combined in a joint effort are no match for Israel. That's what Psalm 83 says. There's no match. They can't be defeated. Israel can't be defeated. No matter what they throw at Israel, no matter what strategies, the great strategy, this assumed genocide of these Arab people in the Gaza Strip, you watch. There's going to be accusations that Israel is genociding the Arabs in the West Bank before long. This is one thing that Abdullah doesn't want. He doesn't want war with Israel. And he doesn't want war in the West Bank, because these people in the West Bank, they'll go east into present-day Jordan. Jordan can't take care of them. Doesn't want to take care of them. These people are unimportant. These are unimportant individuals, peoples. They're just a tool that has been used by terrorist groups throughout the region for half a century plus. So Abdullah is looking to Biden for leadership. The American people are looking to non-President Joe Biden for leadership. The European nations are looking to Biden for leadership. Everybody's looking to Biden for some type of leadership. It's not happening. So he says he wants Biden to address the conflict, saying the ceasefire must be followed by efforts at establishing a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. This matter of Palestinian state, it's not in the Bible. There's no such thing in the Bible as a Palestinian state. There are Arab peoples that will live in Israel that will cause Israel a lot of grief, a lot of hardship, because mingled in with these Arab people, there are many things. One thing is they're brainwashed from the time they're born, hating the Jewish people and believing that Israel is their territory. Second problem is terrorist groups, Hamas, The only thing, the objective of Hamas, again, is the end of the Jewish people. It's not going to happen. This is why Israel will finish this war. This is just one battle in the regional war that's taking place. We're seeing a regional war. This is just one front. Another front is going to be in the West Bank, in the area of the Golan Heights, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan. Israel is going to flatten Damascus before long. Damascus is going to cease to exist. That brain center of all terrorism is going to, it's going to be displaced into the landfill of history. So he goes on to say that we can't afford this attack on Rafah. We can't have these people being forced out of Gaza. Why? Egypt doesn't want them. Egypt doesn't want these people. They're uneducated. They're poor. They are, I hate to use the word, basically beggars. And this is exactly the strategy of the terrorist group Hamas and others, is you keep them uneducated, keep them in a state of need, don't give them a way to have a decent way, an income, to move up the financial ladder. Keep them uneducated and poor. And they need bodies. They train them from the time they're children, the young boys. They begin to train them for war. The king also called for resuming assistance to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, and the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. They're not Palestinians. This is propaganda. This is an untruth. They are not Palestinians. No such thing. They're Arab peoples from the surrounding nations. The U.S. and over a dozen countries halted funding to UNRWA after accusations of 12 of its employees these employees, who were actually Hamas terrorists, participated in the Hamas October 7th terrorist attack. The king said that there is no substitute for the assistance UNRWA provides. Yes, everything that comes into that area through UNRWA, all of the employees are Gazans, I'd say 90% are actually Hamas terrorists. All of that aid, they get their hand in to take what they want first. The best medicines, the best technology, the best of the food. They don't get your boxed mac and cheese. They get the real cheese with the real noodles. I don't know if they even eat mac and cheese. I'm not sure they even... I don't think that's in their diet. That's an American dish, a cuisine. So anyhow, Abdullah says that the UNRWA provides 2.3 million for 2.3 million Palestinians, again a lie, Arabs living in Jordan. So these people are in Jordan also. Now we get to see the whole picture. So he needs UNRWA because he doesn't want to feed his own Arab families in his nation. He's not a king to his nation. He's not a provider to his people. He's a taker. He makes sure that the royal family is taken care of, just like Hamas makes sure that the Hamas terrorists and the leaders and their families are taken care of. Exactly the same scenario, just different areas of the region. So it's imperative that UNRWA continue to receive the support it needs to carry out its mandate. And the UNRWA in Jordan is probably also one group, one of the different flavors of terrorists, whether it be Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. But he says, it says, the article continues to say that Abdullah must walk a fine line between upholding the country's peace treaty with Israel and close ties with the United States. And this is exactly the truth. He doesn't want to cause any problems with Israel because Abdullah knows Israel is too powerful. This is why over a year ago, when Netanyahu was running for prime minister again, the United States and the Arab nations and the nations in the region were doing everything to scuttle Netanyahu's run for prime minister for a fourth time, because they knew this time Netanyahu was ready for an all-out campaign against these terrorist groups. He knew, Netanyahu knew, that over the last 3-4 years, they had the time, Hamas, to begin to build underground networks, manufacturing centers for arms, rockets, bullets. They don't manufacture their guns, but they do manufacture the bullets and the explosives and rockets. And Netanyahu knew the next war, when it began, there would be no choice but to go all out, a full assault on Hamas in Gaza. And this is why the Arab nations and the terrorist groups in the surrounding areas didn't want him in power. Neither did the United States of America or the Arab world, because they knew that you wouldn't be able to reason with Benjamin Netanyahu in the coming battle. And their assessment was correct, that they were on target. And Netanyahu, I have a few more articles. Netanyahu has told the world, the United States, and the Arab world that our next objective is Rafah. We're going to cut off the supply lines to Hamas. We're going to take the snake by the neck, and we're going to choke until it's dead. There will be no more medicines, surgical supplies, anything needed in a setting where wounded soldiers can be taken care of, and even water and food won't be available. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Returning Saturday, March 2nd to KHNC 1360 AM, and every Saturday, March through October, It's the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show, Saturday mornings, 11 to noon. It's the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show, topic focused, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. Submit your questions now to gardentalkradio@gmail.com or call 24/7 to 1-800-927-SHOW. That's every Saturday morning, 11 to noon, March through October.
Hi, Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
If you're not listening to Swamp Fight, you're just not listening. Join us here in the swamp Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at 12 noon right here on AM 1360.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of you?
Time to function as a feeling human being. With your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so.
Okay, and I'm going to jump to another article. Turkey is ready to serve as a Gaza mediator and any step toward, this is Erdogan, any step towards a solution to the Palestinian problem made without the creation of a Palestinian state will be incomplete, according to Recep Erdogan. There will be no Palestinian state. These people push for a Palestinian state. They need Turkey and Russia and Iran, the United States, the European nations, the Arab nations, Egypt. These nations need a Palestinian state. You see, the United States isn't flying over 747s to fly any of the people out of Gaza back to the United States. They're not going to fly them over here. They're too radicalized, even the children, even the women. We don't want them. The United States doesn't want these refugees, these displaced people. Egypt doesn't want them. Egypt, it's a problem just to feed these people, to clothe them, to attempt to educate them. But to take the religion that they've been steeped in for thousands of years, or what is it, 1,000 years? I think close to 1,000, or let's see, don't remember. Yeah, over 1,000 years. You can't in a generation remove that thinking out of their mind, out of them. Jordan doesn't want him. Saudi Arabia doesn't want him. Yemen, Qatar, Iran, Turkey, they don't want these people. You know, we don't like to, we see things, we get a clear view, a clear understanding of matters, but we don't like to actually present what we see. These people, for the Arab nations, are undesirable individuals. Now there's the undesirables. They are people that can only cause problems like they have caused for the nation of Israel. They won't assimilate into any other religion. They won't assimilate into another country, into another culture. You can't assimilate these people in Gaza or in the West Bank or many of the nations in Africa. This is why they go into Europe. They don't assimilate. And the thing is, too, is the culture that they grow up in of violence doesn't change once they move from one setting of poverty to another setting of having access to everything that anybody would ever want. It doesn't matter. They're used to a way of living, and it takes a generation or two in a new environment to help them change. We don't want to talk about this. We don't talk about the unwanted child. We don't talk about the unwanted people that are leaving all these nations in Africa and in the Middle East, from Syria to Lebanon. They don't assimilate. It's easier for the people coming up from Latin America to assimilate than people coming in from the areas in Africa and the Middle East that are in Islam. People don't want to talk about that. It's verboten. But the fact is, we see it, and this government understands it. That's why the United States is not flying every day aircraft that could bring 400 people back in one shot. We're not doing it. We won't do it. Rather, what we'll do is we'll let them come over the border from the south, but they have to be military age, they have to be trained, they have to be independent, they have to be able to, under any conditions, survive. That's who's coming over, and not just from the Middle East, from China. People don't realize that the people coming in from China, from the time that they're children, exact same principle as with the people in the Islamic countries. They are trained from the time they are children. They will never break the pattern of their culture in their lifetime, even if they're moved into a new country. And if they're educated in the schools of a new country, they will always be loyal to their roots. That's another matter I should present, the matter of roots. The only people that are able to break the pattern of their lineage and the roots, the only people, and even then it's still difficult. I don't want to shock you, but because we're talking about our roots, the only people really that are able to break the patterns of culture, the roots of family, the way that they're brought up, the only way, or the only people, the group, two groups actually, the Christian people and generally the Jewish people, They're able to assimilate. They're able to change. The Christian people, only through the power of the Holy Spirit, are able to make the changes. I have many friends years ago living in San Francisco in a Christian family, a church environment, and the many, many of the members were Chinese. Even as Christians, they couldn't break the Chinese culture, the Chinese past. They couldn't quite, even though they graduated at UC Berkeley and Irvine in California and USC and Davis in Sacramento, they couldn't break away from their family roots. The Apostle Paul, in the New Testament, he did break away from the family roots. Now, with his knowledge of and understanding of God and the ways of God through the Judaism, he broke away from the Judaism as a culture to be an apostle to Gentile people.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on. 4, 3, 2, 1.
So is there any hope for the world? No. The Lord Jesus Christ is. He's the only hope. People may disagree, but I'll tell you what. When you put people in a situation of no, where there is no hope, where there's only pain, suffering, and just absolute straight out hopelessness, it's at that point where many people, not everybody, will have a change of thinking. And they'll, like Christ said, it's in the times where people are in despair, this is when many people want reality. And they want the reality of not a religion that cannot help you, but a reality of someone who is real, who can give you hope, and real help in the soul, peace in your soul. That can only come through Jesus Christ. And people, once people start to suffer, they want justice. And there will be no justice, but they will hopefully ask Christ to help them, and then not as a religion, but as a person, the only person who can counsel, the only person who can give peace, the only person who can give you the reality that you need in life to know that, yes, there will be justice, but it can only come through Jesus Christ. And this is why Christ said, we've moved into a time when there are no solutions, there's no remedies, there are no answers, and it's at this point in mankind's history where people will turn to Jesus Christ and ask him for help. There will be those who are obstinate, they won't. But Christ said, if he doesn't return, mankind will destroy itself. If he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. We've moved into the final decade before his return. Hardship is going to escalate. There's going to be less hope for the nations, for the people of the world. And there are going to be more problems with no solutions, no answers. What is the answer for the people in Gaza? The Arab people, the displaced, unwanted people of the Gaza Strip. Jesus Christ is the only answer, and he will protect the women and the children. But like it says in Psalm 83, these men who are violent, they want to go to war with Israel, they'll die in the battlefield. They'll die in the battlefield. Israel is going to take over Gaza. 100%. Top to bottom, from inland to the ocean, from the border of Egypt, Israel is going to take over that area. Already the United States knows it. And the UN, they are fully convinced Israel is going to take over the Gaza. They're not telling you the truth. And already the United States is saying that we, this administration, this country, along with the UN, we will move in to handle the people that still remain in that area. Israel told the United States and the UN, no, when this war is over, we will be the security of the area. We don't need your help. We don't want your help. Basically, just go about your business. Leave us alone. Israel is going to win this battle. This is just one battle that Israel is going to be victorious. Israel will win this. Nobody's going to stop it. Psalm 83, read the psalm. The whole psalm is about this battle. In addition to the battle in the West Bank, in addition to the battle in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and parts of Western Saudi Arabia, Israel's going to win this whole regional war. And as an exclamation point, flatten and burn completely the city of Damascus. The terrorists are going to be dealt with. Just no way to get around it. Now, here's what Erdogan says in this article that I've been reading from, Israel, if it really wants lasting peace, must abandon its expansionist policy. No, Israel's not expanding. Israel is just taking care of terrorists in the region. Any step toward a solution to the Palestinian problem, again, no Palestinian, the Arab problem, made without the creation of an Arab state, will be incomplete. The path to peace and tranquility in our region lies through the establishment of an independent Palestinian state within the 1967 borders, with East Jerusalem as its capital. No, this is what they want. The United States wants it. Arab nations wants it. Iran wants it. Russia wants it. It's not going to happen. Now, eventually, in the not too distant future, Israel is going to be occupied, but not by Arabs, by the United States of America. The United States will occupy, eventually, within the next 5-6 years, Israel. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360khnc.com for podcasts.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844, mention KHNC, and get a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844. Oh, and
the kid. You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
So Recep finishes the article by saying that Turkey is ready to take responsibility as a guarantor of the mediator of the process of a Palestinian state. He says we will never abandon our Palestinian brothers and sisters. So he also states, I'm grateful to all the countries that took the initiative on Gaza, the countries that adopted the resolution in the UN Security Council. It's necessary to stop the bloodshed in Gaza. No. It's necessary to destroy Israel, is what he's saying. If we can stop the bloodshed, then we can focus on Israel. This is one of the signs of the time before Christ's return. The hatred of Israel, the Jewish people, and not just in Israel. Internationally. If the Jewish people in New York City, or in Boulder, Colorado, Denver, Colorado, L.A., Florida, if they think they're safe, they are mistaken. This hatred of the Jewish people, the devil has hated the Jewish people from the time that Abraham was given a promise that God would bless those that bless Abraham and curse those that cursed him. And from that time forward, the hatred of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they've been at war with the nations. In this country, the Jewish people in New York, the religious, the hard religious factions, the religious world, they hate Israel as a nation. You see, New York and America is a new Jerusalem for the Jewish people. They think it's not. There is a great, just like what happened in Nazi Germany, it's going to take place in America. The Jewish people are not safe here. And God says that he's going to carry them out of this country back to the Middle East. They're not safe here. So Erdogan is saying that they're never going to abandon the Palestinian brothers and sisters. Well, Turkey is going to be punished also. The other two articles I had are what Russia has to say and what Iran has to say about this conflict. Everybody is begging somebody to do something to stop Israel's campaign on this, the nations in this area. They know Israel is going to win these battles in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and Egypt is going to get her finger smashed too. Israel, you've never seen an army like this in world history. The little tiny nation with a little tiny military, but I'm telling you, they have the hand of God on them, and they're going to win the regional war. Then Russia, Turkey, Iran, other nations, they're going to come next. You're not watching World War III. You're just watching the next war, followed by another war, and then the final war, Armageddon, toward the early part of the next decade. For today, I'm finished. I'll visit tomorrow. I'm going to see what's going to happen, what's going to develop overnight. We're going to visit about it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez, tomorrow.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Urban survival is more than just a well-stocked pantry. It's preparations for contingencies that separate winners from losers. Be sure to attend the Longmont Survival Expo, March 2nd and 3rd at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. It's Northern Colorado's premier event featuring thousands of survival products and subject matter experts. The event will be held in the exhibit building at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Phone number 970-581-5231. As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.